Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So I come in here, getting ready on time, because Jennifer's not here, so there's no distractions. I come in. Toba's
Thank
talking.
Thank you so much, by the way.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
much love. I come in here. Toba's on the phone, right?
Okay.
So he's talking. I say, "Who you talking to?" He looks over at me with a straight face and goes, "Fellow gardener."
I was getting some tips on some flowers.
Wait, was this his studio phone or his personal?
No. Studio phone!
Studio phone. Somebody called
Makes
it up.
Sense.
My dog, Terry, fellow gardener. He said, go try out the Mexican sunflower. Get some seeds for that. It's an annual, you know? So, that's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
You have animals?
I have, my sweet little sunny bunny.
You know what they like doing?
What?
Digging up gardens.
Not my sunny bunny, no. She doesn't even like the grass.
Dre dug a hole so big, he laid in it and just sat his head outside the hole.
But it's different for a smaller dog, though. They don't do that.
Sunny bunny's not small.
Not small. She's like medium. But here's the thing. I'm doing most...
Hey, but compared to Zeus?
Yeah, nobody's big as Zeus.
And Dre, oh, dude. I drove in the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Dre was barking at the car down the street. I'm like... How'd you get out? They opened the door, the house door, and got out.
Wow. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Haven't talked about this yet, but before the show, official, Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua. Professional bout, December 19th at the Kaseya Center. How about that, Leroy?
Cool.
AJ cannot weigh more than 245 pounds.
How much does he weigh?
That's a good question. I don't know what he weighed for his last fight.
Daniel Dubois.
260?
Is Jake Paul stepping up in weight class, or is he already a heavyweight? Because I heard him say, I've never fought in that weight class.
He fought Mike Tyson kind of as a heavyweight. He fought his last fight against Daniel Dubois, which he lost. He was 252. So,
in other words, let me tell you what my man's trying to do. Dehydrate his ass before you box.
Anthony Joshua.
I'm telling you.
It's part of the game.
No, not when you don't have to do it.
Part of the game.
Let's see, for the Usyk fights, he weighed 240. So it's not like he's never been there before.
Yeah, okay. And so heavyweight don't have a weight class, so.
No, over 200.
Yep.
Over 200. Tate Sow says, this has the credibility of Ringland Brothers, you idiots. I'm telling you, look, I don't think, why does everybody think that Anthony Joshua is going to take a dive?
I don't know.
He's too rich. Like, other fighters, I could see that being the part. You know, these former MMA guys, you want to take the bag. Jake Paul gets some credibility. Anthony Joshua, this guy's fought for oodles of money.
Right.
I just couldn't see him do it. And plus, he's also supposed to fight two fights in Riyadh coming up next year. He's supposed to fight Tyson Fury. The plan is by next September. I don't think you're taking a dive against Jake Paul against that. You lose to Jake Paul, you're cooked.
Cooked.
No one's watching you fight again, at least not for boxing. So, I don't know. Like, am I crazy to think this is legit?
Why Evan 11 said it perfectly. As much as I would love to believe you, Tobin, boxing never fails to let me down.
What does that mean? What does he mean?
That he'll find out that it was some kind of...
But this is what everybody's been wanting. Okay, he was about to take on a garden gnome, okay? A very fast-handed, skilled garden gnome. Now he's taking on a former two-time heavyweight champion, 6'6", 245, Olympic gold medalist, knockout power. Is this not what everybody's been wanting? People have been wanting Jake Paul to be in a dangerous fight.
Yeah.
This is a dangerous fight. I don't understand. What is it just because they just assume the fix is in? I don't think the fix is in. I don't think AJ's doing a fight where he takes a dive.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. December what?
19th.
19th?
It's a Friday, I think.
All right.
It's a Friday. Press conference is Friday.
Week before Christmas.
Yes. You know what the Brits say?
It is a Friday, by the way.
They say Happy Christmas.
So the Christmas is on Thursday this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You intrigued?
Yeah.
More intrigued than the Gervonta fight, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Because Gervonta, it has the makings of what's up. Something's up. Mm-hmm. This little bitty guy fighting this big old guy. It's almost like Rocky fighting Thunderlips.
Dave South says, you turn into Pat McAfee when it comes to boxing talk. Don't get a hernia carrying that water. I have no hernia. I'm not carrying water. I don't understand this.
Not the only one,
Hold
Ethan.
On. That's not fair. Everybody has been wanting for the longest Jake Paul to get knocked the bleep out. It's the whole point of this, right? Everybody who says that, I want to see him against a real boxer. I want to see him against somebody legit. Okay, he's doing it. Well, you mean no credit? Jennifer, no interest? You've been wanting to see him get knocked out for years.
I mean, I don't really care enough, but I'll watch it if it's promised.
It's free on Netflix. You can't promise it. That's not that would be it. Fix the other
free
way.
Free on Netflix if you can get in.
Free on Netflix.
Yeah, I'll watch it on Netflix for a little bit, but.
A little bit?
I'm fired up.
You're fired up, Dan Day?
Hell yeah.
At least somebody's fired up.
I want to see Jake Paul knock him out.
I'm fired up, too.
Jake Paul knocks him out. I'm excited.
You think Jake Paul knocks him out?
No, I want him to, but he's not.
No, I don't think he is.
Oh, you want Jake? You think Jake Paul's going to knock?
I like Jake. No, I didn't say I think he is. I'd say I'd like to see it. I like Jake Paul.
People in hell want ice water. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, AJ is coming off of elbow surgery. Doesn't really have a trainer right now. And I will say the last time I think he trained in Miami, I think was the Ruiz fight.
Ooh.
So if he trains down here, seems like Astron gets in his skull.
Say, Ruiz, like, that's tough. Just because he don't look the part. Dude has some.
No, he's got some. He's got some. Now, listen.
Footwork.
For the rematch, he partied his ass off. He did not train very hard for the rematch.
He did not.
Still couldn't knock him out, though.
Nah.
Ricardo says, you're all fired up to see a bum.
Not who?
Yeah, kind of. I kind of am. Who doesn't like freak shows?
Here's what Jake Paul has done masterfully. He's dangled the carrot in front of the right guy every time.
Yep.
To get them to take that. You see what I mean? And now maybe he feels like he's getting in at the end of the road, so he's got to make a bigger, you know, splash.
Well, the word was before they took the honorary, you know, stance of, you know, not letting Gervonta Davis get this payday because of his infractions out of the ring,
right,
which were not new news. This one was a new incident, but it's not like a new thing with Gervonta's past.
Okay.
The word was it wasn't selling great. I don't think people were into the idea of Jake Paul fighting a 5'5 guy, 130 pounds.
I told you what it would look like if Hulk Hogan fought Rocky for real.
Now you have him fighting somebody bigger. He's not old. What is he, 36? He's not old.
They're about the same age.
I think he's, yeah, he's older
Jake
than
Jake Paul's 30.
I think he's 30. I think he's 30. I don't know.
That's
28?
It? No.
Yeah, I don't think he's that old, dude.
He's like, I thought he was 33, 34.
Nah, I think his brother might be.
No, he's younger than me. He's 28.
Oh, okay.
He's 28. I think Joshua is 36 now, which is crazy because I remember when he was like.
And Logan's the one that's 30 years old.
Okay.
All right. AJ just turned 36 in October.
All right.
That's not old.
Nope.
No, he hasn't. You know, he's lost. He's lost to Dubois. He's lost a couple fights to Usyk. Usyk's the best. Usyk's the best. No shame in that.
Yep.
He's still dangerous. Remember what he did to Francis Ngannou when Francis Ngannou got a little too cute? Ooh. Francis Ngannou had that one fight against Tyson Fury, and then he goes, oh, I'm going to fight Anthony Joshua. And Joshua was like, cool, dude. Ba-boom!
He said, cool. Cool,
great,
dude.
Great story, dude. Welcome to boxing.
You know what that sounds like? Hmm? When you have that conversation with UD tonight.
Why do you got to bring it back to that? You know, can we just sweep it under the rug, baby?
Hey, you ain't got to worry about me sweeping it under the rug. What about UD?
Tobin and Haslam in the co-main event. We're not fighting, dude. We're not fighting.
I think all UD got to do to get him is go sit on top of that hill with some food or something. You'll never get to it.
He's already fat shamed you like 3 times today, by the way.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do?
Whoa.
Yep.
Jennifer.
What?
Why are you sitting back just pointing out stuff?
Like, he's just, you know.
You're pointing it out too.
He doesn't like to see me.
I'll see you at 10:15 tomorrow.
Right. Maybe.
Cool.
Maybe.
See you.
The thing is, you don't like to see when I shine and I have new hobbies and I'm a landscaper now, so.
I'm not giving anybody credit for being a landscaper, a gardener, or nothing. That just says, I painted some pink flowers.
I didn't paint. I planted.
I mean planted some pink flowers.
I hate that.
Painted.
Why?
Plant.
Why?
Huh? Because you don't know what the hell you planted.
Dirt, water. Not that hard.
You know what my wife is doing?
What's that?
She's growing bonsai trees.
Wow, really? Like the little ones in the house with the snip snip
that you see in all Japanese movies. You think all bonsai trees are manicured?
I didn't know they were outside bonsai trees. You know, I'm new to this.
No, she's doing
thing.
It in the house.
Interesting.
She has like 9 little things with the yeah.
That's
like,
great. I'm happy for Big Spoon.
Like
that's some nice greenery.
Yep.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Do I look like she's like, oh, babe, come see this. Bonsai.
You don't want to cut the bonsai tree with her?
No.
Why not?
That's not my thing.
You can catch some zen.
Just like it's not your thing.
It is my thing.
He landscapes for zen.
You know, I'm an outdoor landscaper, but, you know, I have respect for the bonsaiers.
I'm in your boat with the pool now.
What's that?
Too cold.
Oh.
My heater's broke. I haven't got a new heater yet.
Don't want to do a cold plunge?
I get in there every now and then. It's not even 70 degrees, though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
See Anthony Davis.
Man.
Anthony Davis.
Could Cooper Flagg have gone to a worse place as far as...
just well, look, you know, who would have seen that coming? You know, you rig a NBA lottery and you send the kid to a place where his fans are completely pissed off. Mm-hmm. Great situation. But did you see Anthony Davis wore a Green Bay Packers jersey on the bench of a game in Dallas?
Is he from Wisconsin?
He's from Chicago. But if you, of course, recall, pretty recent, well, you know, rivalry, and Green Bay, of course, gave Jerry Jones, I believe what he said was the saddest loss of his career when they lost that playoff game.
Yeah.
Not exactly a deterrent as far as, like, the hostility. You're the guy we traded for Luka. You're wearing a Jordan Love jersey on the bench.
Hey.
He also is he's out. Just got news that John Morant's out for the next 2 weeks with a calf strain.
You know what that leads to.
Yep. So,
he's... So, a couple of reasons why you can't want John Morant. One, forget all the other stuff that he's been off the court for. He's also very injury prone.
That's true.
No. I thought we were done for that. I thought we were done with that, signing injured players. But if the name is right, you don't care.
No, I do care because I don't want – I'm
really?
Very nervous about Anthony Davis. Very nervous about Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, you could go with Ja. You could go
– Zion.
Zion.
All of them hurt, by the way.
They got the same problem. Zion, all of them hurt.
Zion hamstring, Ja Morant calf.
You can't sign a guy, regardless of how good you think he is, that doesn't play in most of the games, you lose him, and because you had to give up assets, now you got nothing playing that position.
Here's the thing, though.
That's what would happen.
This could be something. Could be nothing.
Who's you getting it from?
Just my thoughts.
Okay. Probably nothing.
What if Ja Morant says he's out with a calf injury, but really... it's a lack of joy.
We call that the Jimmy Butler?
Exactly, dude.
Who else did it? Kawhi?
Out 2 weeks, joyless.
Kawhi did it.
Kawhi did do it.
So,
is it possible that that's going on here?
Or maybe the team.
Remember Jimmy got the bubble guts from an ankle turn?
Maybe the team just said, it's in both our interests. For you to just
maybe
we'll make something up.
Maybe. Not sure. Not really sure.
Who would want, like, be honest.
Be honest, Posh.
Is there any contender that would want Ja Morant? And I don't, here's what I can't understand about these players in these situations.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a stink, it doesn't look good for a team that would want you, that's gonna give up assets for you. So the best thing you could do is do it the right way. So all these guys make a stink. Now here's the other thing. The other side of that is they always end up getting what they want.
They do. Well, that's the thing. Is like, it's not like bad behavior hasn't been rewarded throughout the history of the league.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This one.
Yeah. Like that's it. Like Jimmy Butler. Yeah. It was awful. It was unprofessional. I think he ended up getting I think the $6 million worth of fines got taken down to three. Net negative, you got a $60 million new contract. Ultimately, he got rewarded for his bad behavior. He did get what he wanted.
Right.
And so John Morant, he looks at it and goes, I hate it here now. What do I do? I'll be miserable. I'll hate the coach. You know?
I think that's what they do right before they get you out.
Seems like it. Seems like it. Crazy, man. Are you fed up with Zion, Dan Day? Because he is fun.
No, I'm not fed up.
You understand it?
It's just, it's at the point now, it is what it is. I think
it's Pel's basketball, though.
Yeah,
so you have to understand, we're on a different curve than the Heat
right.
or the Giants or, like, yeah.
It's like having a good-looking girlfriend that doesn't really love you, but, I mean, like, what better are you going to get, you know? At least I have something.
I don't want to be in love. You're like, I don't want to be in love with, like, I don't know who they would even get for Zion.
No, anything that you give up from a Heat perspective is going to be quality players, and you're getting an I hope player.
Yeah.
I'm not trading for that. That's what's gotten you in so much trouble, especially with the Dolphins.
They fired Willie Green, by the way.
Yeah.
After really?
That horrible.
How can you tell that he's a bad coach after?
I can't. I don't know.
I don't think he's a bad coach. He
just it was the right. I think they like stopped introducing him before games too. Like, you don't think the Pelicans fans know their team stinks?
Right. It's
we know.
It's crazy how this is his first year, right?
Fourth year. Yeah.
Wow. Willie Green didn't know you were a coach. I thought he just got that job.
No.
But anyway, so listen to this. Who's running that team? Because who's ever making the decisions on that team?
Joe Dumars, former.
He just got the job, though. He had it for 4 years.
No. He just got the job, but he also traded his first-round pick this year.
Unprotected first-round pick.
Everybody's saying it's already like.
So looked, going, who's that going to?
That is going to go to Atlanta.
Atlanta.
So they don't get the number one pick.
They wanted. Yeah. They wanted to draft Derek Queen from Maryland, who looks like a pretty good player.
He's averaging 9 points a game.
Like I said, a pretty good player. Hey, listen, it's more than Kasper's Jakachonis did. I watched Kasper's G League game last night.
Terrible.
It wasn't just him, but the Heat G League team, the Skyforce, lost 152-112.
Oh, and defense is optional in that league?
Oh, defense.
Woo!
But Kasper's.
And they chuck it up to Reese.
Kasper's Jakachonis had. His turnovers were art yesterday. I mean, like, he was in. He had one where he was spinning around and threw the basketball. It looked like he was in the discus in the Olympics. I was like, what? And he was furious with the ref. He goes, hey, I got hacked.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And I'm your friend.
Thanks.
I'm only doing this because I have some concerns.
Mm-hmm.
This was yesterday?
Yeah.
Why are you watching G League with all the action going on?
I watched it after all the action. I watched it on YouTube. It was on I can scroll through the game for the parts that he's on. He didn't play very much, but it was still a minus 36 in whatever minutes he got. I think he was 4 of 15. 6 turnovers.
He was minus 36 and he didn't play that much?
He was minus 36, and he wasn't even the worst on the team. Dane Danger was a minus 46.
You can't have a name like Dan Danger.
Dane Danger.
You can't have a name like that and then get abused.
Dude, it was Crazyville, because I was watching this game, and the Windy City Bulls, who are their G League team, they had former Kane Wooga Poplar on the team from the Final Four team.
Okay.
He's not old. He's only, I think, 23. But they had Mac McClung.
Mac McClung just on the team so he can keep doing dunk contests.
And then Kevin Knox, the former number 9 overall pick. So they had a bunch of veterans on that team. And Wooga Poplar was, and I can only say this fairly, he gave Kasper's Jakachonis the business.
Who?
He gave Kasper's Jakachonis.
Who did?
Wooga Poplar.
Wooga. Where's Wooga from?
I don't know where he's originally from. I just know he played for the Canes, then he went to Villanova after the Final Four run. Schmeathan says, watching the G League on a Sunday should have you removed from your own family.
Yeah.
Wooga's a Philadelphia guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Jim Larranaga, he loved the Philly scene. Lonnie Walker. That's where he dominated that. Canes lost last night, by the way. They lost to number 10, Florida. So, obviously, that means that later on in the year when the Canes basketball team beats a bunch of nobodies, that loss won't mean anything, and they'll still get to the national championship because them's the rules, baby. I'm sorry. I lashed out. I apologize.
Do you ever worry that, like, your kids or your wife comes in and is like, what are you watching? And you're like, I'm watching G League Heat, G League basketball.
No, Dan, because I do this when everybody's asleep.
Oh, you're like me, you creep.
Yeah, I'm a creeper. No, I watch this when everybody's asleep. And she, because I generally.
You know what she would say?
Hmm?
You're watching G League.
I wouldn't tell her G League.
Be a man. Yeah. So you'd like you'd lie and say, I'm watching porn.
I would much rather.
And you think that would be easier than telling your wife you're watching G League.
Let's be clear about something. I would much rather tell my wife I'm watching porn than the NBA G League. Could you imagine having to admit to your wife you were watching Skyforce highlights?
Just saying, like, yeah.
I would rather her catch
but
me watching.
But you're okay with explaining this to me?
Well, I mean, I was doing research for the show.
You spent money.
No, I didn't watch
watching that. Euro basketball.
That I did. Yes, I did watch that. That's true.
And then you come in here like, dude, Jovic. I'm like, dude, nobody else is watching this.
Had a tough go of it, but I believe in him.
Yeah. Okay, he had a couple of bad games. That's why you play 82. Over the long haul, it's going to all work out, and he'll be more good than bad. He had a stinker week. That's okay. Like, I don't know why already. Do you think you're just going to score 25 to 29 every week? Every night?
I would like it. I mean, it would be nice.
If you did that for a whole year, dude, you'd be almost in the MVP race.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Well, let you guys know, college football fans, come see the College Football National Championship Trophy presented by Dr. Pepper. When it makes a special stop tomorrow at Publix on 1285 North University Drive in Coral Springs. Join Hollywood from the Joe Rose Show from noon to 2 to take a picture with the trophy. Fans of all ages are invited, sharing the excitement and pride of college football for this special limited appearance. Let's get to a little all right. Oh, no. To start off, mine, all right, Malachi Toney. I just love watching the guy play football.
Yeah.
He is a delight. Does it all faster than everybody. Got hands, blocks hard, and he's got a real piss whistle, dude, throwing that ball all over the field. I just enjoy him. He's a vibe. He's great to watch. And it's a delight. My oh no goes to the Panthers losing to the Lightning because that John Cooper. No. I can't stomach him. I don't like him. Hopefully the Cats can bounce back tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. All right. What do you got, Leroy, for all right oh no?
All right, so I'm going to tell you a little story from my all right. I talked to my guy, Byrne, yesterday. He is scheduled for liver transplant this morning. He will contact me later on or when he's safe. So if you have any prayers or whatever, shout out to my guy.
Love him.
It's a serious surgery, right. So you want to make sure that he's okay. My oh no. I should say my oh no for tomorrow.
Why?
Because I want my oh no to be UD.
Why?
when he come at you with that
he's
receipt.
Not coming at me, dude.
He's not. Oh, no. He's not.
I didn't do anything.
Okay.
You wanted to, but your damage is done.
Oh, not yet. Not yet. Listen, my oh no is, look, fans, don't complain about a win, please.
Oh, no.
Don't complain about a win. They ain't had that many. They're hard to come by. You got one. I know it was a stink fest. I know I was still wiping. No, I wasn't wiping coal off my eyes, but I was still, like, you know, up early watching while I was golfing.
Right.
And it was a stinker, but they won. And sometimes you're going to win stinkers. The main goal is to win. So, like, no, calm down.
Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no for today?
Well, thank goodness they did win because
yeah,
it would have not been a good show today. besides that, my all right also goes to War Memorial. The
auditorium?
The new auditorium next to the Panther Iceplex. It's my first time going to a show there on Friday. And I think it's become my new favorite venue for the type of show that I went to go see, which was All Time Low, which is a punk emo band. But it was a very nice, very nice, very clean venue.
Cool. What's the name of the band you went to see?
All Time Low.
All Time
Isn't
Low.
Isn't that a song?
All Time Low, All Time. Yeah.
No.
No? That's not how the song goes? What's their most famous song?
Dear Maria, Count Me In.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget? Maria, Maria.
Remind me of a West Side Story.
Up in Spanish Harlem.
I'm living the life just like a movie star.
That's the one, right?
Yep. That's exactly the
was
one.
Santana there?
That would be awesome.
Dude, can you believe I saw Santana at concert when I was 8?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You did?
In Louisiana.
And you remember it? Right.
Yeah.
That song wasn't out yet, though.
No. No, the people in it weren't alive.
Anyway, what is your oh no, Jennifer?
So my oh no was that I was GA. And as I was moving around the pit area, every single time I moved, there was always some tall guy who thought it was okay to get in front of me.
Oh, no.
That is one thing I cannot stand during a show. If you see that I am behind you and I am much shorter than you, be kind and courteous.
Here's the thing.
Hey, who
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
Just out of curiosity, have you ever sat anywhere, sat down at wherever you are, and looked behind you?
I was not sitting down. I was standing up.
Well, I think in War Memorial and General Mission, you stand.
Oh, okay.
You stand in the general. There's probably seats around, but in the pit, like where everybody watches it. But Jennifer's upset.
The seats were only in the second floor.
Jennifer was upset because old tall guy kept walking in front of her. Here's the thing about the tall, though. They don't look down.
Well, you know what? They should start. They should start.
Dan Day, what's your all right no no on this Monday?
Seattle linebacker Ernest Jones IV.
All right.
Sam Darnold threw four interceptions yesterday, and old Ernest Jones IV stepped up for Sam, cussing out everybody. Quote, Sam's been balling. If we want to try to define Sam by his game, Sam's had us in every effing game. So for him to sit there and say, that's my fault, no, it's not. It was a defensive fault in that we made opportunities. We couldn't get better stops. It's football, man. He's our quarterback. We got his back. And if you've got anything to say, quite frankly, F you.
Wow. That's a teammate.
That's how you back up your guys, our girls.
Maybe a certain quarterback could take note on how to answer about your teammates, you know?
No names, of course, just saying. What's your oh-no, Dan Day?
We're going to go with Pelicans former coach Willie Green.
Oh, no!
And then we're going to double it up with Leroy not knowing that he's been a coach for the Pelicans maybe ever.
Leroy's sitting here thinking, that Willie, he didn't really get a fair shake.
I mean, they never took the interim tag off of him.
Yeah.
I can't blame you for non-Pelicans knowledge, you know?
No, I like...
But I've got it. But, I mean, people are like... I mean, pressure on Derek Queen, because, dude, you better be like... I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like, they gave up possibly the number one overall pick for you.
Number one overall pick, possibly, yeah.
He just had to get that pick.
You know what the problem is?
He didn't exactly...
I'm going to tell you the truth. Bad organizations make bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you put it on coaching and whatever, just go to the top and start your way down, because somebody made a poor decision back then that everybody's paying for now. And the bad organizations always seem to do it.
I feel bad for Joe Dumars, you know, built a champion, and then it all kind of went to hell with Detroit.
That's how it works, though.
And then he makes this, I think he's in the league office, and then he comes back, you know, he has this opportunity. And, like, God love him, because he's like, I'm going to talk. Like, you're like, you can't believe in Zion Williamson. He goes, I'm going to believe in Zion Williamson. And they're going to, he's like, I'm going to uphold him to being a superstar. And you're like, all right, I mean, good luck. And then he believes in his team. He goes, I'm going to get this kid who I really like. I'm just going to give up an unprotected first.
New Orleans has been the folly of many a great coach and organizational guy like Mike Ditka. He was so used to being part of the Bears. He went to the Saints, and even publicly, he goes, I mean, there's just something not right here. Like, what's wrong with these people? I was like, oh, God.
Man, that's tough. Anyway, Heat are in action tonight. Heat and Knicks. And you can hear that game right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Panthers going tonight at 7 o'clock. You got the Canucks in town. Vancouver. Do a lot of people like the Vancouver trip down here? Is that, or it's mostly Toronto?
It's Canadian time. Yeah, so, all you have to realize is from usually November, December until the end of January, that's when all the Canadian games are played.
It's the Bobby Lou Bowl.
The Bobby Lou Bowl.
Roberto Luongo's two franchises going at it.
All right.
We'll see what's what tonight. See if the Cats can get another one after falling short this weekend. I know one thing. Probably should just bet Brad Marchand goals, because that seems to be all he does right now is score goals.
Yeah.
Even when he's not, he's just like, all right, I guess I'm going to score another one today. He's just on fire. Absolutely on fire. So, got some action tonight. We'll react to all of that tomorrow. Dolphins get the week off. Mike McDaniel.
Hey. Good luck.
With my gardening? What? I did nothing wrong, dude. You know? Okay. I'm very charming. First of all, I don't think I'm in trouble. I'm very charming.
Okay.
Okay. I'll get out of trouble.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Now, because it seems like he took his ire out on Ben Stiller the next day.
You think UD is about that shenanigans?
I mean, no.
Okay.
So very serious man.
You got your 5 minutes of fame, but now you got to deal with them receipts.
But I didn't do anything that was offensive. I said the truth, as Blake Griffin said.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know if I want broke ass, broke down body, Griffin on your side.
Fair. But right? he did just like
him saying got a point underneath it. You notice how quiet it got when you
did
start talking.
Basically, what I did was what happens.
Hey, you can't decide what you did.
I know what I did.
Criminal wants to tell.
I understand.
The court what he's responsible.
Basically,
for.
What I did was I went to a dinner party, right? And the missus got up. The missus in this case being the Heat to UD, and I was just, oh, she's a real piece of work. And then UD's like, you can't say that. I understand. Doesn't mean I'm wrong. Well, it wasn't my place. I apologize for revealing Udonis Haslam's true feelings.
Oh, my goodness. I read that.
Don't do it.
I see his comment. You're a bastard, Schmiedman. I understand. You know what? I will reveal from ever assuming.
Oh no, I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna call.
Truthfully. What do you mean you're gonna call?
I'm gonna call.
Who are you gonna call?
UD.
Ghostbusters.
I'm gonna call him.
I didn't do anything.
Okay, we'll see.
I know I didn't do anything.
We'll see.
Why would he think I'm supporting the Knicks? I have to go look for you.
You ain't gotta explain it to me. I ain't the one.
I don't have to explain it to anybody. I think it explained itself. Did you see the rebounding?
And we know you ain't going to be able to run away because the man saw you trying to run up that wall.
I wouldn't try and run away from anybody. Just end badly for me, out of breath.
Mm-hmm. That's all right, buddy.
Rather be full of breath taking a beating.
unless he hit you with that bullseye you got on your face. So if Toby come in tomorrow as a mouth breather, run then we know it.
Hit me right on the Jovich.
He gonna have to do the rest of the year shows in a mask. What if put you in a plastic mask and you have to talk about
welcome to the show, everyone.
That would be so destructive.
With the cotton ball, with the cotton stuck on it. Oh man, I can't wait for tonight. I can't wait.
All right, that's our show, everybody. Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana coming on up after us. And then, of course, you got Heat and Panthers night. Heat on FM, Panthers on AM. It's all here for us, baby. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.